Good morning, my PGA DFS and fantasy golf betting fans. I am Jason Rosin, and I'm here on Memorial Day. A happy Memorial Day to you all. Hopefully, you're all enjoying a day off. Maybe out on the golf course yourself. That's where I'm heading in just a little bit. But here on this short form video sponsored by Yahoo, we are going to go over another course, the course that the PGA Tour player is going to be playing this week, and give you my first clicks for the week and a few other tidbits to help you win some big time money this week at the Memorial Tournament. So let's dive in. This event and tournament has been on the rotation for quite some time, and it has been played here at Muirfield Village Golf Club for also quite some time. So let's learn about one of the most infamous withdrawals, or tournaments that had the most infamous withdraw in the last, I would say at least decade, as Jon Rahm took what amounted to be an 8-shot lead heading into the final round, but was forced to withdraw from the event due to catching COVID, or testing positive, I should say, for COVID after the third round. It was a crazy scene on the 18th green. Patrick Cantlay ended up winning the event because of it. But let's go ahead and learn a little bit about the golf course. Muirfield Village, it's a par 72 with about 7,400 yards. It can play a little longer, especially with the elevation changes. It'll feel like it plays a little longer. Driving accuracy, very easy to hit the fairway, similar to what you see at Augusta. About 70% driving accuracy this week. But greens in regulation, it's going to come in around 62%. Some of the hardest greens to hit on tour. Little of that due is to the elevation changes. And then the smallness of the greens, which come in around 5,000 square feet. Now let's learn about the hardest and easiest holes on the course. The par 4 10th, the par 3 12th, the par 4 17th, and the par 4 18th. Four holes of the nine on the back nine. All of them combined won't give you more than 10% of the DFS scoring. So four of 18 holes, which to me is just about 20% there, will only get about 10% of the scoring. So you can see how hard that back nine can become. But on the other side, there are some easy holes. All the par fives are reachable. The fifth, the seventh, the 11th, and the 15th. Also, par 4, 14th, it can play as a drivable par 4 if the course setup people decide to do that. All right, let's preview the PGA DFS slate. Now, I know we do both fantasy golf betting and PGA DFS, so let's go ahead and spend a slide or two on the PGA DFS side. Patrick Cantlay, as I mentioned, was the winner here last year. He scored 115 points. There were a couple of golfers that came in the top 10 last year that were, I'll say, against the grain or sleepers. So the average salary was about $7,963, where the ownership came in below 7%. Again, if we leave in Jon Rahm and he ends up winning the tournament, these numbers are a bit skewed, but this is what we're working with. So this is what we got. Okay, now onto the fourth green. Let's shore up Muirfield Village and see how golfers can get it done here and what attributes they need. First off, it is bent for the greens, Bermuda for the fairways. Most important, strokes gained on the approach and strokes gained putting. Okay, these two categories for the top 10 last year combined 2.1 strokes gained on both putting and on the approach. Around the green and off the tee, barely got over a quarter of a stroke gained on average for the golfers that finished in the top 10. So really a second shot and make your putt golf course. The top approach yardage, which about 25% of the approaches will come from, is 175 to 200. Again, about 21% there. Sorry, I misstated 25. All right, now let's go into our player preview. There's 120 players in this invitational field, seven of the world's top 10, 38 of the world's top 50. So one of the strongest, if not the strongest, non-major field that we get, not including the Players' Championship, of course, as well. Maybe it slides in just behind the Genesis Invitational. Those two are certainly very close here in Genesis in terms of strength of field. Jon Rahm is the top-ranked player. He is number two in the world right now behind Scottie Scheffler, who loses to Sam Burns in a playoff last week there at the Charles Schwab, still looking for his first win in his home state of Texas. All right, now on to my first clicks. That's going to do it here for this course and player preview. Again, want to make sure you are liking and subscribing to our channel, especially with the US Open coming up in a couple of months. We've got new content coming out all the time. Got a couple of content changes with the conference finals and such too. Best way to get notified about all of that is to become a subscriber of our channel. Also, make sure you give us a couple of likes on the way out to make sure we are giving you the content that you guys want. Also, before we get into my first clicks, I want to tell you about the deal with Yahoo going on. They continually put out good contests and increasing their sizing. for PGA DFS, but of course they offer all other sports as well. And if you haven't signed up for them yet, well, now is the time to do so, because you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum hooked up with that first deposit and new sign up over on Yahoo. All you're going to do, again, sign up, be a new user, enter your first paid contest after making your first deposit, and we will get your email all squared away, and you'll get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. Okay, now on to my first clicks. Patrick Cantlay, he's going to be coming in way under the radar after his miscut at the PGA. But before that, he won the Zurich. So top form might not be that far out. I'm going to look for him around the 20-1 range. Shane Lowry, he has been trending all year. Two bad holes at the PGA Championship pushed him basically out of it. So I'll look for him around 35-1. I do feel like he gets a win this year. This could be the spot for him. And Patrick Reed, coming off of his first quality performance there. Well, last week, well, until Sunday, it was a very big struggle on Sunday. Still, I'll look for him, who has back-to-back top 10s at this event, somewhere north of 66-1. So Cantlay, Lowry, Reed, first three guys that I'll be looking at when odds open up this week. They are just about open here. This is 8 o'clock on Monday morning, so not quite got all of them out yet, but still. Nonetheless, we are set up for a fantastic week here at the Memorial, a strong field, a great golf course, and big-time PGA DFS prizes. $300,000 to first is going out this week, the second biggest prize pool behind the Millionaire Maker. So good luck this week. Make sure you tune in, of course, to our two shows and, of course, my other two short-form videos sponsored by Yahoo, the Sleepers and the Values, and then our live shows Tuesday and Wednesdays. Eric Lindquist and Ben do it on Tuesdays, and myself and Ben Raza on Wednesday. So check those out. And until next time, everybody, again, good luck at the Memorial this week, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.